had a whole group of trams travelling on the network last night through the night, something we call ice-breaking trams. It's a procedure that we operate on a regular basis when we get temperatures below a certain level. We ran them through the night, and especially up towards Oldham and Rochdale, because we recognise there are quite steep elevation changes and temperature changes up on that route. But we still were impacted this morning by ice on the overhead lines.
Why? If you were running these icebreaker trams, why?
Well, that's what we're looking into currently. We have, obviously, we're running more and more of a fleet of the newer M5000 vehicles. We've recognised that there may be software issues in terms of sensitivity settings on there, so we've got the manufacturers looking at that now. And we're also looking at, and we're trialling this week, a new Teflon-based coating on the overhead lines, which should overcome the problems with icing.
So many more issues that people have raised with us this morning. One is that of communication. When you sat in front of me a couple of months ago, Peter, and took callers from listeners to BBC Radio Manchester, one big bugbear was this issue of communication, the fact your Twitter feed isn't updated, the fact your website isn't updated. And today we've had stories of people stuck on trains from Durka, who are stuck on trams between Durka, who were just sat on a train for a couple of hours, a tram, and going, well, what's going on? Why can't you tell your customers what's happening?
Well, you're absolutely right. We did sit and talk to you about that, Sam, a few weeks ago. But what we're doing, we're in a big training program with our operator in terms of getting the Twitter feed from them up and live and running. We've changed the website now, so we're putting service information on the front page of the website. There's a further update to come a bit later in December on that. We're also doing training with the frontline people in terms of getting them better kits, so they've got more up-to-the-minute kits so they can get better information.
I've got one suggestion from a lot of people this morning about how confidence could be restored. Susan in Romilly is said, can you ask him, why are you still in a job? Please ask if he'll resign, says Metro and Cry, if these delays continue. I'm paying for a service that isn't been provided. Red Square said, please ask him why he has not resigned. He's clearly not fit for purpose and running the network into the ground. What will it take, says another tweeter, for him to resign? Lots of calls for you this morning. One way to restore public confidence is for you to resign. Is it, Peter Cushing, something you're going to do?
If I thought resigning was going to solve the problems, I would do it, but it isn't. I mean, I was put in this job earlier this year to get the system through its expansion and to improve the service.
But it's not improving and it's not getting through the expansion.
We're working very hard at that, Sam. I'm working hard with the teams that are in here trying to get the service improved. We're working through all the different issues, getting the solutions to them and moving on. And that's the only thing we can do. Bringing somebody else in to do exactly the same thing won't get it there any quicker.